You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's a story that made me and Jeremy laugh this morning. They polled a bunch of NFL fans. So this is not the general public. These are NFL fans. And they asked them if they wanted to see less of Taylor Swift in their football coverage. Mm-hmm. Now, again, to point out, this is not just overall people or just on a daily basis, but football fans watching football, would you like it if the networks cut back on how much they're showing Taylor Swift? And basically, 90% of people said, yes, absolutely. We've had it up to here. Stop it.
It's too much now at this point.
I was sitting somewhere yesterday where there was a TV on with no sound, but a commercial came on the TV. I'm sitting there, I'm working on my laptop, and I glance up, and I had glanced again, did like a double take, because there's these two brawny, burly guys selling soup or something. And
it turned out you did a double take?
Yeah. Oh, tell me more about that soup. It was Travis Kelce and his, you know, Cro-Magnon brother who plays for Philadelphia. Yeah. Whatever, those two burly dudes.
Ed, whatever his name is.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I'm kind of tired of seeing Travis Kelce, too. Because now he's on every commercial.
He's on every endorsement, yes.
And it's just like America to find something that's actually kind of good. The whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing's cute, okay? But to overdo it. America overdoes everything.
Because then you get the stats during the game on how he's performing. And then, and then just Tay-Tay's just everywhere.
And by the way, this was football fans, right? And some people say, oh, it's probably all the dudes who are sick of it. No, it was an even breakout between men and women. Even the women, 90% of women were like, I don't want to see them anymore.
Knick-Knack's a huge football fan. And in the beginning, she's like, I don't know why I'm so invested in this. This is kind of fun. But the last few times, she's like, I'm over this now. I'm over it. It's not special anymore. There's nothing special about it.
Yeah, it's just been done to death. So,
okay, so we need to get rid of
those. And by the way,
two.
That's also included. They even just quizzed people who are Kansas City Chiefs fans. And although it wasn't 90% who are sick of those two, it was 85%. That's still a huge number.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs have a bye this week. So they say Travis Kelce supposedly flew down to South America where Taylor's kicking off her Eras tour down in Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Okay.
He supposedly went down there. So we've got them both out of the country. Let's leave them down there.
Take a breath now. Find somebody else to talk about.
Somebody take their passports so they can't come back for a while.
Let's just get rid of them. Well, now, let me ask you, minus celebrity life and all this crap that we see on TV, is there anyone in your own bubble, in your personal life, that you just don't want to see anymore, that you're sick of?
Yes.
Can we all point to that person right now? Are you thinking about them in your head right now?
Everybody. Who is the one person you never want to see again?
I have four.
And
boom, boom, boom.
And let's rule out exes, because that's too easy.
Too easy. Yeah.
Too easy. People say, oh, my ex-husband. No, that's too easy. Who would you never want to see again? I'll let you go first. I got mine.
Well, I can't. Well, I'm not going to say them out loud, but I immediately three family members.
Oh.
Three family members, boom, 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 done, don't care, sayonara.
Okay.
And the other one, I don't want to step on what you are going to talk about, because I think I know what you're going to talk about, but another one is a child. So.
Oh, mine's definitely a kid.
Which makes me feel bad.
Not me.
When this child is, I don't even know how old this person is, 10 maybe, 11?
Oh, I'm better than that. Mine's like 6. Never want to see this kid again as long as I live.
Is it wrong to hate a child so much?
I don't
much?
Hate this child.
I do.
I just detest being around them. I would love for them to go on and have a magnificent, happy, healthy, fun life.
Yeah.
Just as long as I'm not within 27 miles of them.
Yeah, because when I see this kid, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You immediately cringe up and you're like, I don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah, so mine is one of my wife's piano students. She's got a whole bunch. You know, all of her students are like between 4 and 10, 4 and 12, I think, is the age range.
Okay.
And there's a little girl who's 6, and she is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God. I leave the house. I'm not kidding.
I
leave the house usually when she's doing her piano lessons anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know it's that day of the week where Satan is coming,
yeah,
gone.
Do you have the conversation with your wife like I do with mine about this child?
Yes.
And what kind of grown-up they will become?
Oh, no, I haven't had that talk.
We have this talk
all the
time.
The funny thing is that Gretchen likes this little girl. She goes, oh, you just don't understand her. I'm like, oh, I understand. Fine. But that's a funny thought.
So you're thinking about
that 10-year-old. How are they going to turn out?
Because we've already laid out like what type of person this will become, because we know this type of person we've come across in an office or you know something like that.
That's funny.
We have nailed the type of person that he or she will become.
And I got to tell you, I know people can change. But I kind of got to believe if you're 10 years old, let's just hypothetically, not even talking about your situation.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, if a kid at age 10 is a complete and total ass, don't we believe they probably will be as an adult?
110% yes.
I don't think they turn 21 and they go, you know, I'm going to start being a kind, responsible, productive member of society.
Reevaluate how I was as a child. And no, not at all. Not at all. Kelsey's writing in, how many people are seeing their mother-in-law right now? Could be a handful.
Probably
could be a handful.
So.
That is not one of the three of my family that I am.
You weren't going to do that one?
No, I'm not doing my mother-in-law. As much as she gets on my nerves and she's super annoying and a pain in the butt, she would not be.
Mother-in-law.
All right, so we're going to open up the phones right now. We're going to have some fun with this. Again, no exes. It's too easy to do an ex.
And you can be vague. You don't have to say their name.
No, I didn't say a name.
But who is it in your life that you never want to see again? Ever. You're done. You're done with them.
Is it Kiana? Is that right?
Kiana.
I love that name. So
thank you.
What do you got for us? Who's the one person you never want to see again?
I'd have to say one of those coworkers that, like, really likes you, but you don't like them, and you don't really want to be around them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they really like you?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like, do they want to be with you? That kind of like?
No,
oh.
There was this girl that was, I had a job at Target, like, a little while ago, and she was just one of those personalities that I just did not jive with, and she just loved being around me. She got so excited when she saw me, and I was just like,
wall immediately up.
You know, you can't be helped, Kiana, because you are just so charming. I mean, even Jeremy and I are instantly drawn to you.
I want to put on some khaki pants and a red shirt and come hang out with you.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're the best. Have a great day, okay?
You as well. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. See, that's our kind of people
right
there. That's our people. Here's Hannah. Hannah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So who is it that you never want to see again?
So I used to work at an office supply store a few years back, and there was this one customer that was a nightmare to deal with. Yeah. Technically, we could kind of tell she wasn't quite there in her head. But she also made a few of my coworkers cry in frustration. Oh. She would stare you down.
What?
And you really had to watch what you said around her, because anything would set her off.
And you said this was at an office supply store?
Yeah.
What was she so pissed about? The cost of toner?
Printer ink, yeah.
I'd stare you down over that, honestly.
Yeah, just... anything would set her off.
She's kind of mad at
you. You know,
the
whole customer thing is a big one. I have a friend of mine who's a hairstylist. She runs a salon, and she's always used to tell me about this one customer, that when the customer would walk in the door, the entire salon, it would be like, you know that sound effect of something powering down?
It's a little rain cloud. It's Eeyore coming in.
And
right?
I said, you got to fire this client. She goes, I can't fire this client. I was like...
She tips really well, though.
Sometimes you just got to, you know, weed your garden. You know what I'm saying there, Hannah? We're glad you called. You go have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you for being on the show. By the way, a quick note, a text came in from Kelly. She goes, sorry, GC, but most of my list is made up of kids.
Yeah, 100%. Kids are little you-know-what sometimes.
Yeah, and
it's
okay
to call them out.
Some people are writing and saying, it's the parents' fault. That could very well be. But you know what? This is the fallout from bad parenting, is that nobody wants to be around your kid.
Yep. and they're going to grow up and nobody's going to want to be around them.
Here's Jenny. Jenny, good morning. Glad you called the show. What's going on with you?
Hey, good morning, boys. Person I would never want to see again is my coworker's wife.
Okay. What's her deal?
Oh, so I manage the front of, we have a high-end auto body or auto mechanic shop, and I manage the front, take phone calls. I'll be on the phone with some wealthy customers and serious conversations. She'll come in the door louder than loud, expects everything in that shop to stop and all attention on her.
Oh, God. Look at me. Look at me. I'm here.
Yeah. Oh,
shower me with praise.
You can hear her from across the shop. You know when she's coming in.
Yeah, oh, that's
I bring
funny.
My dogs to work, and they're very well-tamed dogs. And she'll come in just to piss me off and get them riled up and bark. And
you know, if your dogs are barking at her, that's a sign right
those
there,
those are
right?
people that I usually don't want to see anymore.
Dogs are perceptive.
People that bring dogs to work, I don't want to hang out with
yeah,
them. We're kind of on her side now.
Jenny, you're a good sport. You go have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Jenny.
Yes, you too.
Thank
Bye.
You so much for being on the show. The number of teachers who are writing in, talking
yes,
to us
yes,
about
yes.
kids
See?
And GC's comment that we are not, what are we, emotionally weak? Is that what GC said?
Yeah, emotionally weak, yeah.
Here's Molly. She goes, I'm a teacher. Up. The amount of kids I never want to see again is too long to list. Some kids yeah. are just jerks.
I went to the Halloween party this year, and I went over to the teacher, and I grabbed her, and I said, you are a saint. I don't know how you do
yeah.
this every day.
I mean, come on. You yeah. know, my good friend, part of my pub club, her nickname for that we have for her is Blackheart. That's what we call her. Mm-hmm. She's Blackheart. And she was a teacher for several years. And I remember when September or October would roll around, and she had been with her new class of like second, third graders. I think that was usually the age level. I would ask her, I was like, all right, so we're like a month in. Who's the nightmare in your class? And oh, yeah. boom, she was ready with a name every time.
Yep.
Like every time she could tell me who it is.
It's like the one student you could shove out the door and you'd be fine that you never saw him again.
Well, you Ever. Know what? Blackheart is emotionally weak like you and me, Jeremy.
Your emotionally weak morning show, Dom and Jeremy.
We own it.
Rather sad morning show. Dom
oh, my
and
God. That's the tattoo we need to get.
Emotionally weak.
Emotionally weak.